Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
You mentioned that your favorite meal was your Nana's hamburger rice. And I've been thinking about that, honestly, ever since. And, like, what is hamburger rice? And I need to figure out how to make some that's delicious like your Nana's. Can you explain this? And is that still your favorite food?
I think it's pretty, like, self-explanatory. It's hamburger and rice. There's some other stuff in there, I think.
Did Julie just ask us, what's a shrimp salad? What do you put?
Well, it's
salad.
And then but have y'all heard of hamburger rice?
No, but
when you said it, I knew
at least two ingredients. I was pretty...
I just was wondering if there was more to it. You know, onions or...
I think there's some of that stuff in there, so...
Good morning. Can I take your order?
Can I get a tall chai?
And a large black coffee.
A what?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean large.
He means a venti, the biggest one you got. A venti is large.
No, venti is 20.
Danny.
Yeah, large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
Look, venti is a large coffee.
Really? Says who, Fellini?
How much is that? Here's a 10.
Do you accept lira, or is it all euros?
Keep the change.
Thanks, Candace. I am back with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, and I'm guessing you got a chance to catch a little U2 action last Monday?
Yeah. What a great group, and someone in a group Abuno that has taken his gifts and his good fortune and helped so many people that need help, his humanitarian efforts, his charitable efforts. And so when you see somebody that has had success and channeled it in that direction, you have a lot of respect for them. I particularly was thrilled. My wife, Jean, had a picture taken with Buno and the entire band, and just her.
I'm now going to read aloud your submitted medical conditions. When you hear yours read, please raise your hand to indicate that it is real. If you do not raise your hand, it will not be covered. Number one, inverted penis.
Could you mean vagina? Because if you do, I want that covered.
I thought your vagina was removed during your hysterectomy.
Uterus is different from a vagina. I still have a vagina.
What's up? This is Devin Harris, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on The Ticket.
You haven't convinced me that DMT is bad.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone. Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
They're not Mr. Asshat.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Will y'all still accept me as part of the team even without my uterus?
Blake Jones! Who Blake Jones?
Did they get that from the movie Miss Congeniality?
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
This is going to be so fucking bad, dude.
All right. Hey now, it's Monday.
Hey now.
Here we are. Generally, a little dreary on a Monday. And you would think by looking outside, maybe we're feeling bad. It's got a case of the Mondays. It's freezing outside. There could be rain. It's show number 297 of Dan and Jake, show 254, doing the show from above my garage. So you would think we'd be very upset, but we have the return of our motivational leader who is here to tell us to be great today, and she's...
Let's be great.
She's looking great.
Let's be great.
I would say this, Julie,
mm-hmm.
and I'm speaking of Julie Dobbs,
Hello.
Returns to the ticker booth.
From the C-suite.
She is, yes, the CEO,
mm-hmm.
for those of you who think Jake was being dirty. He would not do that around Julie.
I don't know how it makes sense that the CEO is in the ticker booth. I need a better C-suite, I think, but yes.
Well, you get the whole room to yourself.
Yeah, I don't have a room to myself.
That's true.
I got COVID guy over here giving me diseases.
Aren't you both COVID guy?
Yeah, but we're alleging that Jake gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
It's probably true.
That's okay. The working theory.
Okay.
But yeah, Julie's back.
Look at that.
And I would not... I apologize for the Wake and Blake. I would not have put that office clip in the open.
Really?
I thought that was a very bad taste, yes.
Yeah, I cringed a little bit at that one.
Yeah.
Also cringed at my Jake Ottinger question, so I'm already cringing. We're back to normal.
It's the point of the open.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
It's the point of the open.
So thumbs down to Blake for putting that in the open. Thumbs up to Julie returning.
Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling good. How long were you in? So you were in the hospital because you had a hysterectomy. Do you have to stay overnight for that, I would guess?
Yeah, it was one night in the hospital. Then I got to go home the next day. So it was good.
And you got handed a crying baby? As you walk through the door, or
well,
do you get...
She's almost three now, but yeah, I was handed a couple of kids once I got home. And then my mom... stayed for almost 3 weeks to help transition back to real life because, you know,
sounds like a thumbs up and a thumbs down.
Maybe I'll take the kids.
No, you know how it is with kids, like you can't sit still, you can't sit down. And she's wonderful, like she comes and she stays and does all of my laundry, does the dishes, like goes grocery shopping, so I'll take her any day. She kind of does more than the husband.
Yeah, well, I bet you can't call for a replay on a skate tip that is offside.
She can't do that. That's true.
She doesn't have an iPad full of face-offs.
She sure doesn't. No, but she helped me get back to health, and here we are.
How do you think that guy feels right now? This beating of a season, he's going to come home tomorrow.
You mean my husband, that guy?
You want to talk about handing the crying baby. He's been on this slog of a death march of a season, and then his real work starts tomorrow.
It's true. It's going to go from beat down one to beat down two, just this time in the house, yes, because I am more than ready to hand everything over to him, because it's just bizarre. Like, he goes from, you know, 24/7 working to not working at all, just like all of these players. The season ends, they wake up, and they don't have a plan.
Yeah, but all those players say, yeah, well, you want to live here?
True. They can go wherever they want and pretty much do whatever they want. And Kevin has to come home to a grumpy me.
Yeah, they can either hire help or they can do the proverbial sports stern walk to the curb and say, yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to be doing this all day today.
Julie's husband is the video coach for the Dallas Stars, if you do not know that.
Yes.
And is he... So I do know the life of coaches in general can be very... You move across the country, and I feel like Kelly has a pretty rare situation where he's been in the same place for a long time. Does he have, like, a long-term contract? How do they do that with a video coach for the Stars?
Well, let's see. What all can I say here? They tried to do it just like all the other coaches, which is, you know, a two-year, three-year. He's never, I don't think, had more than a three-year contract. But they used to, pre-COVID times, get ahead of the contracts for all of these guys. That's kind of Jim Nill's thing. He didn't want people to be waiting until the last minute to know if they're going to have a job or not. Hmm. So now...
So during the season, they would kind of lock it up for the next...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
If it's someone they knew they wanted to stick around. So you'd almost have like a year leeway. Things have changed a bit under the ownership in COVID times. So... we'll see. Yeah.
You handled that very tactfully.
Thank you. I tried to. Yes.
I just don't know. I really don't know even how any assistant coach, let alone...
Yeah, it's different because it's not just a salary job forever until you quit or get fired. It's a contract situation, and some of them are year to year. Some of them are 2 years. Some of them are 3 years.
Plus, when they change out the head coach, you wonder if he's wanting to just clean house and...
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it says quite a lot that they haven't.
They haven't. Yeah.
That's kind of similar, somewhat similar to like Will McClay. who we had on mm-hmm. last week. Just the fact that he's been there under so many different regimes. Obviously, one thing has stayed the same, Jerry, but I wonder, like, what his deal is.
Yeah.
He's been offered other jobs. Like, that was reported.
Well, you would think it would help to have at least some sort of consistency
sure.
somewhere, especially when even your GM's getting turned over, you know, every few years or 5 years, whatever it is. So, yeah, Kelly's been there through 6 head coaches and
wow.
a couple GMs. He's been there longer than the owner. You know, he's been there a long time.
How many years?
I think we just finished the 11th season.
So when you got married, were you saying, I'm doing this knowing I might have to move to Montreal someday?
No, I wasn't really thinking beyond like that day or that year. Honestly, I had just...
And you probably should have.
Well, yeah, Dan, maybe. Maybe I should have thought about the career I was married to a little bit more.
Montreal's no. pretty sweet, though.
It's Red good.
Okay, well, it could be... what's not? Edmonton? That's not that.
That's not that sweet.
Yeah.
Calgary, not that sweet.
Winnipeg.
Not that
Jordy
sweet.
Ben just got moved to Winnipeg from Vancouver. I felt bad for him. He was living in his hometown, basically, in Vancouver, and then, whoop, you're traded to Winnipeg.
Underreported, you know? I didn't really know this until
I know. It didn't make my ticker,
most,
Jordy Ben.
I just mean, in general, the concept that most of Canada... It kind of sucks. The great parts are great, but most of it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
That's why we haven't invaded and taken
exactly.
over, right?
Yeah.
Probably like half of it sucks, but half of it's really cool.
Pretty much if it's on the border or near the border, they can siphon off some American cool and combine
yeah.
it with their cool
they
scenery.
Get it all from us?
Yeah. But
I see.
There's a few places in Canada where I'm like, there's a pro sports team here.
Do they have a picture of the Queen on their Dogecoin?
I don't
That's
know.
A little money comedy. A little,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dogecoin com. I like it.
Do you see that your price took a hit with Papa Bear hosting Saturday Night Live?
What happened to it?
Oh, no. It sounds like somebody might have over-leveraged themselves in a completely unreliable and unstable cryptocurrency.
No, definitely.
No one understands.
Okay, there were a lot of assumptions made right there. It was not over-leveraging. We might have had a little bit, which I've told you guys. And it was fun to watch for a while. Yeah, it's not going to kill us or anything.
So then when NBC runs an hour and a half long, basically, advertisement for it, that didn't help somehow.
We'll see. Just let it ride, Jake. Just give it some time. That's what the stock people say, right?
Blake didn't do that. He got out.
He did?
The second the monologue started.
He got nervy.
Well, it just rocketed up, and I was like, you know what? I've been here since Ascent. I might, let's just call it quits
okay.
here.
Okay, thanks for telling all your friends.
I'm just kind of...
He did tell Dan. Dan may not be here next week.
Uh-oh.
His portfolio is...
I told him, steady hand on the helm.
Yep.
For an unreliable...
Like Elon Musk.
...bit.
so steady.
Let's do a weekend check. What'd you have going, Blake?
Skied a little bit.
Oh,
I
cool.
did that, yeah. Mother's Day stuff, Sunday.
Vague.
Played a little golf Saturday.
Mark
and time. I finished my MLB The Show project.
Not a boy. Explain.
I probably spent 10 hours making the Rangers farm system in MLB The Show.
I would love to hate on this, but I used to manually rename all of the players on Texas's football roster from
yep.
the NCAA game. Like, I would get the roster, go through, and change the names to the right players.
Let me ask you this, though. Did you do that while you also had a job that could have required you to spend a little time on it over the weekend?
No, you know, I can't say that I did. I was 17. So, if the show is dragging a little bit this week, we now know why.
I learned a lot about the Rangers farm system.
Oh, see, now
it's homework,
see,
guys.
Now he spins it into a write-off.
AJ Alexi's looking good.
So you have a whole... Yeah, I don't know if I should start getting into this.
He's got to rename all the players on the Wood Ducks.
Yeah. I got to read their prospect reports, see what they're good at, what their potential's like.
What'd you get your mom for Mother's Day?
A gift card.
That
two?
So beat.
I kind of gave up. Well, she has birthday and Christmas, they have a lot. They don't need that much for Mother's Day.
That. You're saying that women just get too much.
Yes.
Wait,
white males.
Blake, what have they done to you?
Yeah, you've been gone for a while.
Now you think birthday, Christmas, and Mother's Day is too much?
Oh, let's not forget Valentine's
and
Day.
Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Okay. It's basically a quarterly.
Don't say what have they done. I treated my mom like a queen this weekend.
Did you?
And called her.
Yeah. Plus, I signed off on it when my wife said, hey, you want me to send flowers to your mom? I gave her the thumbs up.
Man, so brave of you. Champion of females.
Hmm. Flowers are nice.
Flipped her a Dogecoin and
peel off one of these bad boys for you.
Buy it with this.
Did y'all spoil your ladies or what?
My stance is that Mother's Day is for your mother.
Yeah. You don't know about this, Julie?
You're
I don't wake up and you're not surprised.
And my what I do for my wife is I make sure I light the fire under my kids to actually do something for my wife. Because if I did not, she would get nothing. So they then spring into action and make things and do whatever. And yeah, so that's my contribution. I don't spoil my lady because, as Blake stated, Valentine's Day,
yeah,
birthday.
I mean, just, geez. And then what if I
how many
work
of
a
these
random
every year? And
you
if
know?
You've been married as long as I have,
ridiculous.
I'm out of stuff.
Yeah. Never stop spoiling your lady. That's my advice, especially on Mother's Day. All those other things we share with everybody else. You get Christmas, you get Valentine's Day, you have a birthday.
Yeah,
this is our day.
In general, more is expected when you're gifting to a woman than a male. All we want is for you to go away.
These are very broad conversations to be had, but you're just trying to get out of buying your wife something is what I'm hearing.
Yes, and my mom.
And your mom.
Which I did both.
You know what you guys would be without your moms? Nothing.
In a hypothetical sense, I guess she's right.
Yeah, getting born was pretty cool.
Birth thing, but yeah. No, it's too much, man. Holidays when you have a kid, your family lives here, it's essentially just a marathon.
Marry y'all.
Well,
Mino,
Mother's Day stuff.
What'd you get her?
I gave her airtime on the ticket.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
She was on our Sunday show yesterday. The moms.
All she's ever wanted to appear alongside Justin Montemayor on a Sunday morning show.
You really didn't get her anything else?
Couldn't even get her into.
I gave her my love.
Weekly day part.
Yeah, was she kind of complaining about that?
Yeah. It's like, man,
did you make her
I really wanted to
JJT?
Be on the Musers.
Lance Armstrong's mom is already on the Musers.
Yeah.
Was your mom in town and you celebrated with her yesterday, Julie?
No, she actually left on Friday. So I was alone for the weekend and for Mother's Day. But we kind of celebrated the whole time. We had some lunches out. I helped her go buy a car, which was fun. And I feel like that was kind of a gift, my presence, because it can be a monotonous thing. So she got a new car, and we had lunch, and she got to hang out with my kids for a few weeks.
Boy, she got a new car. That's doing a lot of lifting in that phrase.
Yeah, I know.
As a gift from
it's
you.
It's a stretch. It's a stretch. I owe her something better.
I do. Blake, were you saying TxDOT did some Mother's Day bits? You were looking at this day in history. Last year, they did something.
Yeah, last year, I think, was a Forrest Gump sign that they put up that was just awful. And then driving around this weekend, here's what the Mother's Day sign was. Drive like your cool mom is watching you. And then the next sign is, be a cool mom. Buckling up is so fetch.
Oh
no. On the sign?
So clearly, a little late with their references.
They're still trying to make fetch happen.
Yeah. And if anybody will, it will definitely be a government agency who wants to work a term that's 20 years old in. No bits from the government. How about that? No bits. Just do government.
All right. Well, we're happy you're back, Julie.
Thanks, everybody.
We sure could have used you during that Devin Harris interview. Did you want to audio break that down or what?
I do think
you mentioned
that,
and I don't know.
It needs to be reviewed a little bit. is as painful as it was for literally everybody involved. Him, us, the P1.
Really?
But do you think it was bad enough that it was kind of entertaining?
I do. That's why I think there might be something
hear
to replay.
This. I actually caught the end of it, and y'all were kind of like, well, laughing and saying, that was great or weird, and I knew something had gone down, but I didn't know what. So I think we do need to review it.
Imagine the worst interview you've ever heard in your life.
Why was it so bad?
And then keep going. He was at the zoo.
Okay.
In line.
All right.
So he wasn't even inside the zoo where he could provide us play-by-play of the zoo.
Wasn't he Bluetoothing?
Yes. It was
Yeah, Blake could have told him to please get on a different thing, but he was actually looking at the round rock.
No. He said he was
All right, it's 12:30. This is the ticket.
The ticket.